This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The firm of Harris and Marang. Patrick Harris.
Look, Daniel, I do what I want.
Danny Marang.
That is smelling your own farts.
Easy there. These are great pipes.
I'm not going to say agree to disagree, but I really don't like you right now.
The firm of Harris and Marang on the Fan Sports Network, 105.1 and 1080, The Fan.
All right, two down, one to go here. The firm of Harris and Marang. We do this bad boy every day from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. We're happy to have you along. Coming up after us will be Duck Insider from 1 to 2, and then The Fan Happy Hour with Joseph Fisher III today from 2 to 3, and then... well, it's prime time. Take you all the way home. Finishing up 13 hours of live, local, continuous, regional sports talk radio. Hey, do you guys know the Ducks are in the Peach Bowl? The Fan is also hitting the road. The Fan is also hitting the road with a watch party at the Thirsty Lions Washington Square location.
They're hitting a road.
Dirt and Anthony Newman get things started with Ducks Game Day presented by Coors Light on location at noon. Join the Fan Friday, January 9th at the Thirsty Lions Washington Square location for the rematch of Oregon and Indiana in the college football playoff semifinals. Like you heard there, that pregame starts at noon. We will get bumped for an hour on Friday by those yahoos. Buckle up. It's going to be one hell of a game. We're going to spend all week talking about this game. And I had this thought process in my brain, Danny. Like, the Ducks have, what is this, back-to-back-to-back 12-win seasons?
They're the only team in college football to have three straight 12-win seasons.
Which led me to this. Now, the story of Indiana, Cignetti, Mendoza.
I should say active.
What they've done is clearly the story. Is Oregon the best brand still alive right now of these four?
What do you mean by brand?
Like, I'm talking about like...
because the brand more... the most
Miami has the history behind
it. Yeah, Miami has the most synonymous brand.
But Miami's also been dead for 20 years. Like, there's a lot of... like, all these kids playing this weekend, they don't know Miami when they were good.
No, but you...
all they know is bumped up Michael Irvin and Ray Lewis.
That's all they know. They don't understand Willis McGahee. They don't know Ken Dorsey. They don't know Jimmy Johnson.
But they know, like, the history. They know the brand. Like, it's more ubiquitous than that.
I was just wondering, because in today's age, the Nike, the uniforms, mm-hmm. Rose Bowls, Natties, etc., Heisman Trophy winners, runners-up, etc., I was curious if Oregon's brand is at that level yet.
I don't think you can be until you win a national title.
So 20 years is still can still keep you relevant. Would you say the same about Indiana basketball?
No, because they're a blue blood.
Do we still consider them a blue blood?
Yes.
Do we?
They have a movie, guys.
Understood, but so do the Cleveland Indians.
So do the Mighty Ducks.
Yeah, I don't think anybody calls, well, Major League is a sports movie. It's not an Indians movie.
No, it's a Cleveland Indians movie.
Indians/Guardians fan. It's not.
There's two of them.
I know, but it's a sports movie.
Second one, criminally underrated.
There's literally a basketball movie called Hoosiers.
I think number two is probably properly
but
rated.
Hoosiers is not about Indiana.
But people don't know that.
They should.
They think Indiana Hoosiers and Hoosiers are the same.
Well, it's the Hoosier State.
I know, but like it's there's something more synonymous about, again, Indiana basketball. Football? Hell no. Absolutely.
No, of course not.
But like the Indiana brand of basketball, yeah, Indiana's a basketball. There's not a more basketball state in this country than Indiana.
Oh, well, that's true.
Are they still putting high school kids out?
Yeah. Oh, God,
Indiana?
Yes. Oh, God, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that doesn't stop.
Dude, how many is UCLA still a blue blood?
Yes.
Mick Cronin's doing a pretty good job.
I mean, I like Mick Cronin, but they ain't
he's doing a pretty good job.
When you have enough to put them on both hands, yeah, you're a blue blood.
How many of those Midwestern states, like Indiana and stuff, do they have their, you know, among the high school basketball players, do they have their own Mr. Basketball? Because I know there's a, at least Indiana does. Yeah, I don't know how many of the other states do.
Yeah, every state has a Mr. Basketball. But the ones that come out of Indiana and Illinois, they're usually real good. Real good. Those are usually like the top recruits of the country.
Okay, so they still got basketball.
Zach Randolph.
Derrick Rose.
Indiana kid.
Anthony Davis. Yeah.
I thought Derrick Rose is from Chicago.
No, that's what I'm saying. Indiana and Illinois. You're saying that the Midwest states. The talent that still comes out of those two states in particular.
I blacked out for a
second. Loaded to the gills. But no, Oregon's brand is synonymous. There's no doubt about it, but I don't think it's thought of in the same way. Number one, West Coast. Number two, doesn't have a national title.
Does the national title change Oregon's brand the most?
Full stamp.
The most?
No. Indiana.
Really? You think it changes?
Yes.
Because like BYU has a natty, but nobody thinks about that.
But we're talking about that. We're talking about them right now, right?
Sure. But
honestly, any of these four teams, I think it's the same thing. I think it is a stamp. In the new era of college football.
Well, in the new, yes, but Indiana hasn't had the build that Oregon's had or the redemption that Miami's had.
No, I don't think you have to have it.
You don't think you have to have that?
No.
See, I think, though, that if
is Clemson a blue blood in college football?
Yes.
If it's Indiana that wins it this year and that brand bump, to me that feels more like a here we go. We'll call it this. To me that feels more like a quick hot sear. In a frying pan, whereas Oregon's brand been baking and slow cooking over the last 25 years.
That's kind of why I think if Oregon wins a natty, it would bolster the
It'd
brand
be a culmination.
More so than anybody else.
It's a stamp. That's the thing. You get stamped.
You get bona fide.
Look, I've said this. I want the Ducks to win a national title, and I back it up with the cheekiness of, then it matches the arrogance. there's a thing that comes with that.
Sure, like, I understand.
It's pick whatever SEC team, Texas, they at least have one in modern day. Now, they get out of pocket talking about Texas back, and the USC does it too. But they have a lot to fall back on, whereas Dabo can just let it hit the table and go, I got two of them things.
Right. I guess I think one doesn't do enough for you if it's just that. And that, to Rust's point, I think the slow bake, the slow cook of Oregon building up to it, does more for their brand if they win a natty than it would for Indiana.
You say that, but the past does not say that. Name a team that has won a national title over the last 25 years that has not stamped.
UW.
When did they win it?
91.
It's 25 years.
Okay, I guess that's not 25
years.
That's
like 35 years.
Yeah, my bad.
Yeah. Modern
suck it, Husky.
Wasn't in high school
Nebraska?
Yet.
But, I mean, they're a blue blood.
Boston College?
That's not 25. That's what, 90?
Is that even further back?
That's even further back.
I'm trying to think of anybody else here.
That's what I'm saying.
I would say BYU, UW. Does Colorado have a natty?
Yeah, 91.
91's Miami and UW.
No, so 92?
Two? Something like that?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. No,
okay, Oklahoma. These are your teams. So this is the BCS era, Florida State, Oklahoma, Miami, Ohio State, USC, Texas, Florida, LSU, Florida, Alabama, Auburn, Alabama, Florida State, Ohio State, Alabama, Clemson, LSU, Alabama, Georgia, Michigan, Ohio State.
Auburn? Could I say Auburn?
No, because the expectation is Auburn is that.
Yeah, the past.
But that's
the deep past.
That's the closest. That's the closest thing you can get to, though.
But do we consider Auburn a huge brand still because of that one Cam Newton natty?
Yes.
Okay.
I know Auburn considers themselves a huge brand.
Well, I don't want to talk about Auburn and what they think of themselves.
we don't got enough time
for that, Rusty.
You go over the last 25 years, modern college football.
It's all your usual players.
It's whoever wins it, you're stamped.
Of these four wins it, brand becomes a dog.
You're synonymous. Like you are, because it's, how many schools did I name? Florida State, Oklahoma, Miami, Ohio State, USC, Texas, Florida, Alabama, Auburn.
LSU, Georgia. That's 11 and 25. Saban's got a bunch of those.
Yeah. But that's what I mean. Like, to win one of these things in modern college football, man, you are in an exclusive class.
I mean, there's definitely no doubt about it that the path to win a natty right now is harder than it's ever been. Yeah,
you got multiple games. You got to win 16 games.
But yeah. The thing is, right now is the best chance. Season. Right now is the best chance for somebody who's not one of those last, like, teams in the last 25 years to break through and put their stamp on it. Because, again, those last 25 years, you got your handful of 6, 7, 8 schools.
So I wonder, though, because Indiana's showing the new wave of college football, mm-hmm. that you can invest and turn a nothing program into something. I guess that's what I'm wondering, if it cheapens the brand a little bit to win a natty because anyone can do it now. To where when we're talking about brands, like, you had to build to get there. To Russ's point about the slow bake with Oregon.
Why is it any different, though? Because Oregon's competing under the same rules now that they were before.
I guess because
Oregon won one
because
previously.
They've been building instead of just popping onto the scene.
Dan Lanning wasn't on those teams.
Sure.
Those players weren't on those teams. Would it be cheaper if Gonzaga won one now?
No.
Okay.
Just tugging my heartstrings.
Yeah, I know. would it make it any better or any worse because it's an entirely new era of NIL in college basketball?
I think teams, for me, if the Zags won a natty, that would be the biggest, thank God we got one. Mm-hmm. You know, I think a lot of Oregon fans probably think the same thing.
Yes, but it's also, it doesn't matter when you get it. Nobody expected Oregon to be here this year.
So no, I may get roasted for this, but I feel like now in today's age of NIL and how it, look, mm-hmm. this season is a glaring example of how things have the playing field has been leveled out a bit. Mm-hmm. You can almost argue that winning a championship now
is harder
yeah. because the playing field has been leveled that much, mm-hmm. and you have that many other competitors mm-hmm. that you are playing against, rather than that handful.
Alabama and Georgia can't stack the deck.
Rather than that handful of 8-9 teams from mm-hmm. the past 25, 30 years. Mm-hmm. So you got, you know, you never had to worry about Indiana football before. Guess what? You know, you didn't have to worry about Vandy football mm-hmm. before. Guess what? You know, and so it's not just your Alabama, your Clemson, your Auburn, your Florida State, Florida.
Somebody can
USC.
You can get got whenever.
Yeah. So, I think that anybody can pop up and win it, mm-hmm. I think it's probably harder now to win a championship than it was before.
Which doesn't cheapen at all for me.
No.
No matter how long it takes you to get there or how quickly you get there. Look, you know, let's go to soccer for a second. Do you think Leicester City and anybody there cares?
No.
They have the most.
But they're not a Big Six.
No. But
they're the only club that's not a Big Six to win one in my lifetime.
Mm-hmm. Do you think anyone cares less? Is that 15-16 Leicester City team thought of any less?
They don't care, but the rest of the Bloods don't let them at the table.
But they can't take it away from them.
No, they won a title for sure.
And they beat the hell out of everybody to do it.
Sure, but they're not. But to this texter's point on the text line, if the Ducks win the title this year, it'll validate who they've been for the last 25 years. Indiana wins it, it's looked at as a weird fluke year that the Hoosiers won.
I don't agree with that at all, because
that's Leicester.
I don't agree with that at all, because it doesn't validate or invalidate anything, because those teams stand alone.
I get what you're saying about, like, the natty. You can't take it away from them. Totally. Can't take the Premier League title away from them. You can't. I get that. Just like you can't take away the fact that those Calipari teams were in the tournament, mm-hmm. even if you, or that Reggie Bush won a Heisman.
Yeah.
You can take it away. Back. You can take it away all you want, but we all still know. But I don't know if that elevates you to the supreme. Another text on the text line.
Indiana would go undefeated. They'd go 16-0 if they won a national title.
Mm-hmm. Be impressive. One of the best runs I've ever seen.
And they would have
doesn't make you.
They would have beaten Oregon twice. They would have beaten Ohio State. They would have beaten Alabama.
I don't think it makes you a blue blood, though. And I think if Oregon wins one, I don't know if it makes it validates the last 25 years.
I don't. Well, how does that make them a blue blood then?
Well, I don't know if it makes them a blue blood, but I think it makes the brand stronger than anybody else.
How?
Because it's the culmination.
All I hear is they didn't do it for 25 years.
But then they finally did it.
Okay, and it took one team 2 years to do it.
That's fair.
That to me is, that's more of a story to me, is a team came out of nowhere.
Well, it's definitely indicative of what college football is now, that's for sure.
And again, it's not to take away from those Oregon teams, but those Oregon teams didn't get it done.
Right.
And you can say that, you know, you can still celebrate that year. You can still celebrate getting the national titles, but it's just, you didn't do it.
Yeah.
But if you do it this year, it doesn't make what those other teams went through any better or any less. It means that this team got it done.
It is. One thing I will massively agree with you, though, is it is indicative of where we are now. And everybody is playing the same game.
Yeah.
Well, unless you're me.
Well, yeah. If you want to.
If you want to.
If you want to.
You can play the same game. When we come back, it's a free consultation Tuesday, so get some of those in, 503-864-6326, or over on the YouTube chats. Let's have a little bit of fun in the final hour. That's Danny. I'm Patrick. 105.1 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's time for your free consultation.
Don't sweat it. It's a freebie.
Every Tuesday at 12:15, the firm of Harris and Marang dishes advice.
If you're good at something, never do it for free.
Sports, life, your questions answered at your own risk on the Fan Sports Network, 105.1 FM and 1080 AM, The Fan.
All right, free consultation here. It's Tuesday. We do this every Tuesday at 12:15. Fan text line, 503-864-6326 is going off on my man Danny Marang over here, and pull back the curtain a little bit during commercial breaks. Danny loves to do this with me. Whenever he gets into a battle with some of you Duck fans out there, he goes, bet me. He pulls out his wallet, puts a crisp $100 bill on the table, and goes, bet me they're not a Duck fan. And to his defense, I've never taken that bet.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly because of fear of my wife. of me losing that bet and me telling my wife, I owe Danny $100. A, she's not going to be happy I owe anybody $100.
I can tell the tone of the text immediately whether or not you're a Duck fan.
And then
and it's so over the top, it's hilarious.
If I tell her that I lost $100 because I didn't think somebody trolling Danny or attempting to troll Danny was a Duck fan, I would get slapped in the face for it. She'd be like, you're dumb. You stupid boy.
That's just karma coming around for the $100 you took from that poor kid. That math contest. Cheater.
Oh, man. Dude, I went to the next round.
Mm-hmm.
And
would you like a 67?
Oh, dude, I think I didn't get a question right.
Oh, God.
Well, I didn't have the answers, so.
No. Couldn't even, like, string it together?
Dude, I'm so bad at math. I'm so bad at math, dude. I struggle with, like, simple math. I'm just an arts kid, dude. Left side of my brain.
Yeah.
Right? So left side is your arts side?
Yeah, left-handed, left side, right?
Yeah, I'm not left-handed. Maybe I'm just stupid.
I wasn't going to say it.
Maybe I'm just dumb. I'll tell you what, though. I'll tell you what, if ignorance is bliss, then send it on down.
There you go.
Because I'm a pretty happy guy.
There you go.
And if I'm stupid and that makes me happy, you know what? I'm okay with that. I'm willing to live that world. I'm willing to fight another day on that. All right, this is free consultation. We do it every single day. Excuse me, every single Tuesday at 12:15. What do we got here? Let's stick here at the Ducks situation here. As a Ducks and Seahawks fan, there's a realistic possibility both my teams could win a championship this year. I don't have the money to go to both. Which would be a priority? Or should I throw a watch party at my place? How do I handle success? Wah, wah. Tough to be you. Yeah. Tough
my
to
lobster
be you.
Too buttery. My steak too juicy. So the first thought that came to my mind is, number one, did you go to Oregon?
Yes.
If the answer is you went to Oregon, absolutely. This should not be a choice. Even if you didn't go to Oregon, I would still go to the college football final over a Super Bowl, because the Super Bowl is not a fun experience. From everyone that I've talked to, it is so commercial. Now, you'll get some of that certainly at the college football national title game.
And I would go to a Super Bowl, but it's not a bucket list for
me. No, no, no. But look, USC in a national title game? Yeah, I'd go.
Well, I think also in comparison with these two teams outside, I mean, you bring up a great point. Super Bowls notoriously sound not very fun.
Yeah.
Also,
I've seen the Seahawks in three Super Bowls in my life, and I've seen them win one and should have won a second one. Mm-hmm. Run the ball. That's why I would lean the college. Mm-hmm. Plus, honestly, what means more as a fan?
Yeah.
If you love all, let's say you love NFL and college equally, what means more, a natty or a Super Bowl?
I'd say the natty.
I think so too. Is that our bias? Do we like college football more than NFL?
The Raiders last won a Super Bowl right before I was born, so I didn't get to see it.
And I grew up a Charger fan.
I've seen multiple USC titles, so I don't know. Like, I had my Raiders in the Super Bowl.
Would you rather have Raiders win the Super Bowl in the next 5 years or USC wins a natty? You take USC. See, there you go. I don't know if we at the station. I shouldn't speak for everybody, but I probably like college more than NFL. It's probably not even a probably. I definitely like college more than NFL. So I'm trying to make sure that bias is not coming through. But I think, if you liked them equally, I think a natty means more. A, there's not 32 teams. There's like 132 teams. And based off the conversation we just had about Oregon and their brand and what winning a natty would do for them, we just named off 11 teams that have won it in the last 25 years. It's not a lot.
Mm-hmm.
That's elite company. Now, obviously, we just got out of the Patriots debacle of winning Super Bowls a lot. But if you go back the last 25 years, I guarantee you there's more than 11 Super Bowl champs. Oh, actually, I don't know that.
Mm. Well, here's the spinoff to this. If I give you the option to have one of your teams win a title in 2026, but you won't have another title for any of your teams for the next decade, do you take that deal and for what team? Yes.
Say this again.
You get the whatever team you want wins a title in 2026. So Guardians.
I'll take the Guardians. All right.
Means no other team you root for will win or come anywhere, sniff anywhere near a title for at least 10 years. You take that deal.
I take that deal. It's the Kansas City deal.
Yeah. It's the Royals.
The Royals.
Sure.
It's the Royals deal. Yeah. It's the Cubs deal. It should actually be more the Cubs deal.
Yeah.
Because they're a big brand.
Mm-hmm.
But they will trade. They'll trade another 100 years for 2016.
I take a Blazers title.
Without a doubt.
Give me a Blazers title.
All right, let's see here. In the last 25 years of Super Bowls, and so go back to 2000. So the 99 season culminates in 2000. We have the Rams, the Ravens, the Patriots, the Bucks, the Steelers, the Colts, the Giants, the Saints, the Packers, the Seahawks, Denver, Philly, Kansas City, the Rams. 14.
Almost half the league.
Almost half the league. But 14 is three more than 11, which college was. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the answer is college. Mm-hmm. I think if you have the chance to go to both of these, I think you go to the Natty.
Yep.
Especially, I also think it's uniquely great as an Oregon fan based on that conversation we just had. It might not be the answer to the convo we just had, but the fact that if you're our age, you've seen the Ducks be bad and you've seen them work their way to this.
When we were growing up, the Ducks sucked
big time. It wasn't until Joey, really. Akili was good, but it was more that things really came around with Joey.
Yep. And then you got Chip and you really took off,
and then the whole thing blew up. I would take, of all my sports teams to win a title, I would take Wazoo winning a natty. I actually just want to win a Rose Bowl.
You'd take Wazoo winning a natty over the Guardians?
I think so.
Okay.
It's my blood.
But that also comes back to college football.
Which is why it's
just
so popular.
It just means more.
It's free consultation. We're going to continue on. We got some more. Last chance for you to get some in 503-864-6326 or over on the YouTube chat. More free consultation next, but first, let's kick it on over to the Big Kahuna with sports.
You ever had a Big Kahuna burger?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
503-864-6326. We're in the middle of a free consultation, but I do want to read some of your texts coming in about that last instance. Gonzaga alum, I take that deal right now. Got to get one before Few is done.
Does it have to be Few?
I think so. I think if the Zags won a title without Few, I think we would look back and...
Few is holding you back like Lane Kiffin?
No. I think we would look back and wish it would have been Few. Just to cement his legacy as one of the, honestly, one of the greatest modern day coaches in college basketball.
You want to do that though, huh? I figured you would be okay if it wasn't Few.
Oh, I'd be okay because I'd love GU to win a title. But
I mean, like...
It would mean more if it's Few.
Would it?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah.
I would have thought you would have gone the other way on that just because he's not a great dude.
All the work he's done there, though.
Yeah, but I mean, he's...
They're all not good dudes, well, dude. It's college basketball.
I mean, but there's a sliding scale of, like, douchebaggery.
Sure.
There's Bagman, which I don't have any issue with. And then there's just, like, not a good dude.
Yeah, I know.
The people that I know that have been around Few are like, he's a tool.
But great
coach, but like I also, not well liked.
I also try to separate the art from the artist. Look, Michael Jackson has bangers.
Well, his bangers are like he's got titles.
R. Kelly has bangers.
He's got titles.
I feel like bangers isn't a term we should use with Michael Jackson.
Or R. Kelly. What about Diddy?
Yeah. Well, he didn't have any.
Did he do it?
He didn't have any. Yeah, he didn't have any titles. Kanye's got titles.
Yeah. Kanye's a Nazi.
I know. That's why it's only the first three albums.
I think I draw the line there.
Yeah, I know.
I think when that's you turn
a big
Nazi,
one. That's a really big
I
one
think
to overlook.
That's when I draw the line. And last time I checked, Few is not one of those. I would take a Blazers winning the NBA title at the expense of any other team winning a title. I think most people would.
Yeah.
I think they're all there. As well. Let's get into some free consultation here. This one just came in. How long after the New Year's resolutions do you sack your efforts?
Are you a resolution guy at all?
Absolutely not.
As Aziz
once said, I always tell people to take the high road. That way there's plenty of room for me on the low road.
Every New Year, I resolve to myself that I'm going to be the same piece of crap that I was the last year.
It was funny. I was at church on Sunday, and our pastor is the Blazers team chaplain, so he's big sports guy, right?
Holy catfish!
And he raises, you know, hey, how many of you are, you know, have New Year's resolutions? I was like, you know, it's a big congregation.
Sure.
And like 12 hands went up.
Oh,
like,
really?
Oh, okay, fine. Not resolutions. How about things that you want to be better at this year? And like everybody's hands went up because there's like such a negative connotation around resolutions.
Totally. Because, and I think there's the pressure around it of like, if you don't succeed, you're an idiot, you know, or you're weak or feeble-minded. I think we should always be aspiring to better ourselves as humans. I think
nobody wants to put something on them because they might fail. And that's the whole thing is like,
well, it works differently for each person.
Well, you know what failure is?
First step to trying.
Yes.
Yeah. That, you got to try.
Means you try again. I'm not a resolutions guy. I never have been, but I do look like I have outlooks and things that I want to accomplish in the year.
Sure.
And it's not for a, like not wanting to put pressure on myself. Cause Lord knows I track everything on my phone. But yeah, no, I use the beginning of the year to reset. Like that's a real thing. And like, I definitely don't like slack off. Like there's a lot of things that I want to accomplish this year and I'm well on my way to doing that.
Yeah. I, for some people it works. I think for me, it's the, do not push the button situation. Mm. It's like, if the wife tells me I can't eat Taco Bell anymore, like I really, really want Taco Bell.
Oh, like having it like be full front.
Yeah, I think it's
more just, of a temptation.
Yeah, and I think for me, I'm the kind of person that like I have to come to terms with it myself. Like I don't eat Taco Bell because Taco Bell, my body doesn't like it. It's not good food.
I hopped off that wagon the other day because I didn't bring lunch to the TV studio.
Oh, it happens. You know,
I went as mild as you go. I went chicken quesadilla.
Yeah, I mean, like if I will probably eat at McDonald's sometime again in my life. But when you tell me I can't eat at McDonald's, then I'm kind of like,
I'm going to tell you right now,
chicken nuggets.
You tell me I can't have Taco Bell and I'm up at 12:30 at night. There's nothing more that I want than a chicken quesadilla and some fire sauce.
Yeah, dude.
It's just like, oh God, I didn't want it. Now I do. Thanks, you big jerk.
Free consultation. Neighbor gave me a bottle of apple pie moonshine. Should I savor that bottle throughout the year or pick a day next week to throw away the cap and play the firm drinking game? Now, I would like to know what the firm drinking game is.
Number one, is this store-bought or is this homemade?
Because if it's homemade, you might go blind.
That's the thing is, like, if this is homemade, don't throw away that. I've told this story before. I had a buddy, my roommate in the Air Force, is from Tennessee. I might not have told this on air. Anyways, he is from Backwoods, Tennessee. His family is a family of Shiners that operated during Prohibition. The Shia LaBeouf, Tom Hardy movie, I can never remember what it's called. Like, that's where he was. That's where his family is.
Nice.
Moonshine is in the family, is in the blood. He went home and grabbed a milk crate, basically the wooden milk crates, full of watermelon shine. This watermelon shine tasted like watermelon Bubblicious. I'm not kidding you. I handed him a red Solo cup when he pulled up, and he's like, absolutely not. And he grabbed me a mason jar because this stuff is so, so, so toxic. It'll eat through the plastic cup. I threw down basically what was equivalent to about a two-shot pull, and he just looked at me and goes, take the chair. 5 minutes later, because it went down.
Told me this story.
Yeah, I'm not kidding. It went down smoother than any drink I've ever had in my entire life. It was ice cold, tasty as could be. It hit my stomach. I was drunker than a skunk in 5 minutes. I was hammered. I mean, this
sounds awesome.
This stuff was like 5,000 proof, man. You don't even run cars on this. You run jet engines on this stuff. So the store-bought stuff versus the homemade stuff, woof, don't play with that fire.
I'll tell you what, either way, you don't want to take that lid off and throw it away, because if it is the homemade stuff, yes, you're going to get knocked right on your arse. If it is the store-bought stuff, there's going to be enough sugar in there that you're going to feel like absolute hell the next day.
Yeah. I will say, it's clean as could be.
What's the drinking game?
Yeah,
what are the moments in which you drink? What are our ticks?
Our catchphrases?
It can't be stuff that you know happen all the time. Like, I'm always going to tell you we are alive from the shadows of the historic
Fremont
Bridge.
One of mine, somebody said the other day, is not to take a shot of the Ducks. Or this isn't a shot of the Ducks.
Oh, that, yeah.
I have to caveat it because you all are just very weak and pansy about it. Because you think everything that I say is somehow some negative connotation about the Ducks. If I'm not consistently praising them and calling them the best program in the history of the sport, I am somehow backhanding them.
Did you just take a shot at the Ducks?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It's ridiculous.
Did Dante Moore throw another interception?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what mine would be. Maybe every time I giggle, because sometimes I giggle on the air too much. Something that I'm very, aware of. And I'm scared of that I giggle too much.
Or is it when you wax poetically?
Ooh.
I do have some of those phrases, but I'm actively...
he's pulled that one back somebody called him on
it. Yeah, I'm actively trying to pull some of those out of here. Candied nuts, you know, things like that.
Drink for each wax poetically, Danny freaking out on dumb fans, or Russ nailing a clip.
Danny mentioning USC, me talking Wazoo, Russ wearing a novelty t-shirt.
Well, he's going to get hammered.
Whenever Danny drops a buddy...
Yeah,
that's
buddy.
That's good. That's good. Brother.
Brother. Brother. Brother's more my go-to than buddy. Yeah.
Man, I like a good drinking
game. Hamstrings are tricky.
Hamstring. Shaden sucks. Can that be a good one?
Yeah.
I love Donovan. Can it be that one?
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Clearly, I'm a big DC guy. Mm-hmm. All right, we come back. It's closing arguments to send you on your way. This just came across. We didn't get to it, but we'll ask about reseeding in college football playoff. We'll end you there for the day. 105.1 The Fan.
The firm of Harris and Marang is wrapping up for the day.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
Which means it's time for the closing arguments. Brought to you by Leskin Law. One day divorce mediation. Peace treaties, not war plans. Visit LeskinLaw.com for more information.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
On the Fan Sports Network.
You can't handle the truth.
105.1 and 1080, The Fan.
All right, that's going to do it for us. Closing arguments brought to you by Leskin Law. Visit leskinlaw.com for more information. Coming up on the program tomorrow, We'll have our boy Tyson Alger. He'll join us, as he always does on Wednesdays. We'll talk with him for a half hour. Our teams to look at in the NFL in the playoffs. We'll take a peek at the Green Bay Packers, the San Francisco 49ers, the LA Chargers. I'd like to get into some more NBA, as that will be soon dominating our life in the near future when football lays up. There is, how do I approach this? There are rumblings of an injury out of duck camp that I have not found enough sources personally to go ahead and report it quite yet, but I'm sure by tomorrow we will find out if that is true, and if so, we will cover that in great detail. In the meantime, it feels kind of like this.
He's sick. My best friend's sister's boyfriend's brother's girlfriend heard from this guy who knows this kid is going with the girl who saw Ferris pass out at 31 Flavors last night. I guess it's pretty serious.
Yeah, and if it
thank
is...
Thank you, Simone.
If it is, then we will approach that as necessary. Fair, Danny?
Yeah, I mean, if Davison is hurt, I mean, that is... That's a big deal.
It is a huge deal.
That's a big deal.
It's a big deal. But I don't want to jump to that until I feel very, very good about it.
Yeah.
I talk about my theater life and my wife. So I guess that's part of the drinking game now, too. Mm. That is part of the drinking game.
What?
And you turn your head and look at me in like a kind of way. Like, I feel like I need to be drinking every there time you do that. But it was asked on the text line. I figure we could just close up shop with this about should the college football playoff reseed? The NFL started doing this. Now the bye gets the lowest ranked team. I don't know what's fair and what's not fair per se.
If you're not going to give the bye team home games, then reseed.
Oh, okay. Okay.
That's what I
follow
feel.
You. But if you,
but I'd rather them have the home games.
But if they have home games, keep the bracket the way it is. See, and I don't know if it's the college basketball.
Because they want to manipulate it. That's
I know they do. Want. Yeah, of course they do.
And if they're going to do that, fine. Give the bye team a home game all the way through.
Yeah. This week is neutral site. Last week should have been, like, we should be at the Rose Bowl, right? Indiana, Oregon should be the Rose Bowl.
There you go.
That would be awesome.
You'd feel good about
that's
that.
That's a Rose Bowl.
Yeah.
That's a Rose Bowl, baby. Mm-hmm. I don't know where I sit. There's a part of me that.
Do you want to do regionals?
Kind of.
You kind of do, don't you?
There's a part of me that also just loves sitting down and looking at a bracket and saying, oh, this person's got to go, ooh, this could be that. Oh, yeah. I kind of like that as opposed to just reshuffling everything.
Who they have to go through.
Now, the reshuffle is probably the fairest. Mm-hmm. I just don't know which is the best.
But also, if you're the team that does pull the upset, why should you get punished?
Oh, that's fair point. If the Chargers beat the Patriots... Why is their reward the Broncos?
Yeah. It's like, but I just beat the Deucey.
That's pretty tough. It makes it harder for the lesser guys. Mm-hmm. That sounds like college football. Mm-hmm. That sounds like ESPN needing the SEC.
They're like, oh, SEC? Yeah, no, we'll take that.
Ole Miss, we've decided we'll play Tulane and then James Madison after that, just to make sure that they keep going. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Just beat them up. Call it a loss.
Because reseed right now would be Indiana, Miami.
Wouldn't it be Ole Miss?
Ole Miss, Oregon.
Oh yeah, you're right.
Miami's the 10 seed. Yeah. Indiana, Miami, Ole Miss, Oregon. Dude, that's a fun matchup to think about. Dante and Chambliss in the same game. Mm-hmm. Indiana and Cristobal. We know that those could be our natty. That could be our natty.
So yeah, I'm not averse to it.
No, I'm not adverse to it, too. I don't think they'll ever let the bye teams host a playoff game.
Which is dumb. Give them a home game.
Do you think it would change the bye team losing more frequently?
I think so.
Or do you think we're still in like a small sample size of that?
It is a small sample size. It's only 8 games. But I do think that that long layoff is problematic.
8 games, it's 1-7, though.
Yeah. Yeah. With who winning?
Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
Indiana. In comfortable fashion, too.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's more I think it's still too small of a sample size to really say that the bye teams are losing.
I think
are
it's
being
too
punished.
Big of a break more than anything.
That's what I think, and that's what Lanning talks about all the time. You know, and a lot of people are echoing what he's saying. He's not just the only guy. I've just heard it from him many times about it's just too long. Yeah. I mean, the natty could be tonight or yesterday. You know, that would be rad. I would very much enjoy that. I don't know. For this job, though, we like that it drags out. Then I got less. Then we got less NBA and baseball seasons to deal with.
Right.
Of just us. Yeah. Yeah. Do, 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 do. Anything else we missed today, Rusty?
No, just people looking at Trae Young and Jonathan Kuminga.
I'm interested in Kuminga a little bit.
I'm not.
I am not interested in Trae Young. I don't mean to go all Danny Morang on you, but if you think Trae Young is a good idea for the Blazers, I don't know if you watch basketball.
Arguably the worst defender in the league.
Well, that would fit.
He's
an undersized guard.
I mean, he's tiny, tiny. He's not efficient. He's a great playmaker and organizer. He's selfish with the ball. His teammates don't like him, and he makes a crap ton of money. Sure, yeah. Go ahead and he's been a guy that the Hawks have been trying to trade for 2+ years.
Right.
Like, that's LaMelo Ball and Trae Young have been on the trade block for 2 years.
So has, like, Zach LaVine.
Yeah.
You know, we've talked about this almost at nauseam that
Kuminga.
There's just players that just they're good players.
There's other stuff.
Look at Michael Porter Jr., okay? He has to go to a bad team to, like, show his skill.
But even he won a title.
Because he's just a piece that doesn't fit a little bit.
Porter Jr. is a bit of a different one. Number one, he's a weird dude. Just see his family.
I like weird. I'm okay with weird. I don't have an issue with weird.
Well, I do when it's a different kind of weird.
You and the Canadians.
Yeah, it's, well, you know, just Canadians are weird. But with Porter Jr., though, his is the terrifying time bomb that is his back. His back. You're just waiting for his back to go.
Yeah.
That's the scary thing. It's like Zion, Derrick Rose. It's just like you're just sitting there waiting and waiting and waiting for it. It's not that he can't play. He can play. There's no doubt about that. I would take Porter Jr. over Kuminga.
Totally.
In a heartbeat.
Totally. I never understand. Also, look, I know the Blazers need guards right now, but for what?
Yeah, you don't need Trae Young. You don't need to have Trae, Drew, Scoot, and Dame on your roster.
No, no, God, no. God,
and you're giving
no.
up. And people are like, they need to get rid of Jeremy Grant's contract. Why?
Yeah.
Why?
They're not anywhere near any cap punishments or anything like that.
No. And that,
Jeremy's kind of a good deal right now when you look across the league.
Before Jeremy went down, he's probably going to win Sixth Man of the Year.
Yeah.
I was like, they need to add a shooter. Jeremy's a better shooter than Trae. Yeah. Like, what do you mean?
Look, when you're looking at people that, why would the Hawks want to trade Trae Young? Because they don't want him.
Yeah.
It's not because
he's
not.
For a myriad of reasons.
It's because they don't want him.
It's the opposite of Myles Garrett.
No, God, no. I do not want Trae Young. Closing arguments. Brought to you by Leskin Law. Visit leskinlaw.com for more information. Leskin Law's one-day divorce mediation. Peace treaties, not war plans. Thank you all for joining us today. We will catch you tomorrow. For Danny Morang, that's Jeff Rust. I'm Patrick Harris. Go do something I would do.
Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.